Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to my show. What we're going to talk about today, we need to have a conversation about intimate partner balance, and we need to have a conversation real fast about it. When I tell you that there is no excuse for behavioral levels of narcissism and sociopathy in people, there is no excuse to provoke gaslight, emotionally abuse, and torment anyone. And I'm going to say this because domestic violence is a real thing. Domestic violence and domestic terrorism is becoming an insidious level to cruelly abuse someone, provoke them, and gaslight them. And when I tell you that there is no excuse for narcissism and sociopathy, there is no excuse. Nobody in their right mind would think that it's okay to emotionally torment someone in the manner of causing them great discomfort. No one in their right mind would insidiously and pathologically abuse someone by the manners of making fake social media accounts, harassing, harangue, aggravating, provoking, and gaslighting someone in the manner that it's happened to me. And I want to have a conversation about domestic violence and what constitutes domestic violence, which is a system of insidious level of pathological psychopathy and social media harassment, preventing bullying, smoking, and gaslighting. And when we talk about the level of depth of how far people will be willing to go, whether you're rich or poor, there is no excuse to be insidiously abusive, emotionally tormented, criminally, detrimentally, cruelly, crazy, and psychologically abuse someone. I don't care if you're joking or not. I don't take death threats lightly. I don't take the insidious level of pathological death threats lightly at all. And I don't take insidious levels of psychological torment and abuse lightly at all. I want you guys to understand some terms, and we're going to go over what constitutes that. And we're going to talk about how to help children who are dealing with parents who are going through domestic violence. And then I'm talking about interpersonal violence and what it means, intimate partner violence. And we need to have this discussion because some of you people don't seem to understand what that constitutes as. Some of y'all don't seem to understand that domestically terrorizing someone, you're a terrorist. I don't care who you think that you are. I don't care if you're a politician. I don't care if you're a celebrity. I don't care if you're a regular civilian every day, all day. You have no right to insidiously torment and abuse anybody. And I don't care how much money you've got. You have the right to damage people's lives the way psychopaths, pathological abusers, narcissistic people, sociopaths do. And what I mean by sociopath and psychopath, we're going to go over those terms. Having a domestic violence safety plan is imperative. These types of people don't stop until somebody dies. These types of people don't stop the death threats. They will kill you. I think people want to kill you. I won't be touched. It happened to me today. And the reason why I'm fighting back is because it's been done with me times. And I'm quite uncomfortable with it. And for somebody to have all that to say, I think it blew someone off. How dare you? How dare anybody think that they're so untouchable that you think that you can have me touched dead by Christmas Day? Oh, you'll be dead by Christmas Day. No, I won't. I'll be living a long time. I'll be connecting to industry. I'll be working for industry for the next 40 years. I'll retire and still be helping industry. After that. So when we talk about narcissistic sociopaths, and we talk about insidious abusers, I'm going to make sure that we do this accurately, professionally, and ethically, morally, for all the people who are victims of pathological abusers, narcissists, sociopaths, and city as well as insane people inside who do that. And I want you guys to understand why I'm doing this. Whether I live or die, whether this man falls through and steps first, provoking a gaslight and serious level of unethical buffoonery and psychotic behavior, I want you guys to understand the trauma of what monsters do. I want you to understand how they get away with all those things. I want people like this to be put away for life. These type of insidious abusers keep it purpose for people who they can see this week or want to fight back. And when somebody sits up there and pathologically stalks, harasses, provokes, and gaslights on social media, I'm calling social media out for allowing these type of incel, psychotic terrorists to be on their site doing just 6 seconds after 50. Yes, sir. Because nobody in their right mind or nobody who has a reasonable level of good mental health would sit there to be mentally unhealthy if they left and can't afford someone else to be a complete red flag or 8-tier level for homicide or fatal vows or fatal obsessed with anyone and do the things that have been done to me or anybody else. And I'm going to gather my thoughts because I haven't had my eyes go on a complete total nuclear upset right. I don't know how to do it. Okay, that's what narcissists want a person to get. Anybody who could orchestrate a level of serious social engineered bullying, harassment, tormenting, gaslighting, death threatening, and social media does something, yeah, I'm calling out every social media manager that owns a social media platform. How dare you allow somebody to do that to someone? How dare you allow death threats on your website? How dare you enable a disgusting sociopath to pathologically stalk somebody like that? And I'm challenging social media managers to get off your disgusting controls on social media. I challenge each and every last one of you to get agents on those social media websites to start watching and monitoring social media. It is ridiculous that somebody can do that. And you do nothing until somebody dies. How dare you? And when I say, how dare you, Jack, Mark, all the rest of you who own social media websites, how dare you? Anybody who can feel like they can get on somebody's social media profile with a fake account and provoke and gaslight someone in the manner that has been done to me, how dare you? And the reason why I say how dare you, because it's gone over a decade, it's escalating to death threats now. How dare anybody think that they are untouchable, that they could keep up this insidious level of insanity and think that, oh, nobody's going to touch me. Oh, law enforcement, I paid them to look the other way. Oh, really? What are we doing? I want you guys to understand why I said, how dare you, social media users, to allow it. And I want you guys to understand why I said they got a lot of audacity and they got a lot of nerve. There are people out here who have died from lack of self-esteem. There are people who have rich, wealthy, narc husbands, rich, wealthy, narc wives, rich, wealthy, narc mothers, fathers, who think they're in touch. Y'all have a weapon. What I mean by y'all, layers and failures at TCNF, layers and failures at law enforcement departments, and layers and failures at family courts to not have a special victims unit on staff, even for social media, to protect people from people like them. Because I'll tell you, in my experience with social media, it is tragic and ridiculously unhappy and miserable. And anybody that can make fake accounts, many of this person has, and several others who are wealthy, well connected, and seriously doing this at this point, who are this man so comfortable enough to desperate me today. That's why we're having this conversation. Because when you're every level of a red flag, every tier level of home, you feel like you're untouchable. You feel like, oh, you'll be dead by Christmas tomorrow. I challenge every last sitting giant to instill sociopaths that take off to get off their dust and put them in a prison where he belongs. let him not come in for Christmas and let him end up in a jail cell where he and his family belong. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not scared to die. I've been through death threats. I've been through car tampering, spinning the tires, putting gas in a car with a child. I've been through layers of death and having to keep a child alive while his cell sick psychopath, wealthy, well-connected, not, and a nasty politician that were connected to my mother. And they all think it's funny to do. There's nothing funny about getting on social media making fake accounts and catfishing someone, provoking and gaslighting, and refusing to reveal who you are, but threatening somebody, you'll be dead by Christmas, or you will be dead by Christmas Day. I wish you would. I wish you would. But we had a conversation today. Because I said the insidious level of respect for the parents that the people have on social media is ridiculous. And even that person said, social media is out of control. How dare anybody allow? Very true. A decade of intimate work for violence, extreme sociopathy, pathological narcissism, and extreme level of performance, aggravated stalking, aggravated harassment, technology abuse, different Wi-Fi routers, all the 6-5 product things that have been done to me. One point of view, most of these, and it's later on in somebody's ability, their sense of safety. Getting law enforcement to look up the other way while you and your partner stop violence. What kind of sex book is that if it's okay to do this for a joke or no joke? That's right, I don't take it as a joke. That's right, my mother. That's right, my child. To blame these 6 days and then social media does nothing about it? How dare you, social media, fix privacy on your website? I'm not just talking about Twitter, talking about Facebook, talking about Instagram. Only people think they can do whatever they want to do. They don't regulate the internet. And we're going to explain and talk about it later because that goes hand in hand with this conversation. You want to talk about this, much more understand what I'm talking to you about it. Knowing your right mind has the inherent right to provoke gaslight, emotionally challenge, or abuse anyone, and then threaten them because they're scared for themselves or their family. I don't care what kind of dysfunction goes on in the family, how scared you are on my mother, how dare you lie on my family. How dare you keep up the 6-time topic saying you're at GM? And how dare you sit there and say the police department will look the other way? And if they do, they will be sued. Pensacola Police Department and Atlanta Police Department. Because you kept this going on those state lines. How to explain to you guys, even when you're breaking up with someone, if someone cannot let you go, that is a level of fatal attraction, fatal obsession, and no one needs to be fatally attracted to someone's fatal or fatal attraction to anyone. No one should have any leeway to torment, aggravate, and stalk and harass someone in the manner that this man does to someone. And then on top of that, keep the pathological abuse they keep and their level of technology abuse to using means and modes of applications to harass and then continue to insidiously abuse and keep up the sociopath and think that that's where he's fatal. Because I woke up on the right side of the bed this morning. I was listening to my eyes and affirmations and just like that. I was like, yeah, my earbuds in my ear. And I was listening to different things, like my coffee and my breakfast, and starting off my day. I get on social media and have a good conversation. And part, here we go again with Cox Cable, AT&T, and disconnecting lives on a regular basis. And it's pathological, sudden narcissistic sociopaths keep this up. And these things, though, women and men involved in trans that are false need to be going to. Because it's not sex-specific about being dealt in domestic terrors. I will give a shout-out to a particular person who talks about it, so no deal of one. I like Nosey because Nosey is a decent blogger. There are some decent bloggers who have been called in the middle of all this as well. Because the wealthy, well-connected, not much to play in today's games and it's what narcissism and narcissistic sociopaths do. They spread the levels and layers of their disgusting depth knocks and touch that doesn't become true. When we think about narcissistic terminology, when we think about how far they'll go, becoming their lies, provoking, gaslighting, emotionally abusing, This is what a domestic violence safety plan. This is why I tell people all the time, tell somebody what's happening. This is why I tell people always tell someone. Because if you don't tell somebody who's in a relationship, they don't get out there and lay some candy for them. I don't think I'll know like that. Y'all heard me talk about police yesterday. Y'all heard me when I said the police deserve to burn this on. And we talk about love and narcissistic compassion. And we talk about how not operate. They don't play fair. They use police department. And they're mentally unhealthy people. There have a lot of stolen fitness measures to get off on their substance behavior. They don't think anything is wrong with the statistics, dramatic, cerebral, narcissism they have. They don't think that their constantly personality disorder behavior is anything wrong. And when it is. Because when you think about constantly personality disorder, then that's due to mental health. Narcissistic sociopaths or extremely toxic pathological abusers know exactly what they're doing. They're not sick. They create disorders in other people. They create borderline personality disorder in people who are otherwise sane. And wealthy, well-connected narcissists use that against the person who is the victim or the target of their obsession or their failed attraction, failed obsession, failed love, or failed hatred. I want narcissism and toxic hate crime. I want to elevate it from the certain class that it is in DSM 5. They have its own section, and it should be state class 4 level of felony. You should be doxed as a domestic terrorist if you sit there and domestically terrorize someone, provoke, bully, harass, and harass somebody in the area that's been done on social media, offline, and in my neighborhood, and around the environment that I end up being forced to have to be in. How dare you make it uncomfortable for me to live in my environment, in my home-based business? How dare you continue your sick psychopathy? How dare you pay police officers to look the other way? How dare you sit there and say, oh, I'll be dead by Christmas. You'll be dead by Christmas. You won't make it to Christmas Day. Yeah, I will. I'll be making it until I'm 97 and above 10 years back, Grandma. I'll be 107 before I pass away. I want that school bus disgusting sociopathic pathological abuser. This is the second time I've done it in 3 weeks. How dare you do it? How dare you, anybody else, keep this up? I don't care if you're interconnected or not. The industry has nothing to do with this. This is the isolated situation of multi-perpetrator, multi-state, multi-district tours, and one pathological nurse and two others and several others that get layered into it, marked by proxy. And when we think about mental health professionals and group personality disorder, and the three core for the course of the definition of diagnostic statistic manual of mental health. So when we think about abuser, we think about abuser and fire, the four plus the B personality disorder, and group narcissistic personality disorder, to the conclusion of it. And let me get another response here. Antisocial personality disorder. Borderline personality disorder. You're intertwined with cluster A and cluster B. And they create a cluster C personality disorder. And let me tell you something. Anybody who's wealthy, rich, and well-connected, or you're above a level of 40K a year, and you're living comfortable, and you're able to sit there and do the level of sick psychotic behavior that some of you do, people who are less than you or would you consider less than you, and not the audacity to sit there wholly emotionally torment, gaslight, bully, harass, cyber self, cyber bait, social engineer bullying to the level of harassing or raping someone, trying to compromise their mental health, their level of sanity, and having the audacity to pathologically aggravate, batter them emotionally, victimize them, cruelly mistreat them, and harass them and talk about, oh, sick jokes, you can't take a joke. No, I don't think that's the right place. Because it happened more than once. I've had a car can't break. I've had poisons of my food. I've gotten shut down. I've had my door unlocked by the locksmith, and it's not okay. And I never gave anybody else the key. When you think about talk a lot of people with emotionally, emotional my child is by proxy, emotionally abused by proxy, and like, I think that's funny to do. If you have a right to disparage them because they're telling you, no, you're not going to do that to me. No, you're not going to keep their mom or me. No, you're not going to keep their parents or me. No, you're not going to exploit the department, any mayor or any level of agency to sit there and do your dirty work. How dare you? How dare you disparage their longer creates and make continue to psychiatry someone just because you have the money to do that? How dare any doctor, therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist participate in any level of sick psychotic behavior to benefit from somebody else's downfall when his city is wealthy with benefit narcissistic husband, wing, or from fiance, homologue, or a wife partner? How dare you do that if it's family member, dysfunctional level, wealthy, well connected, billionaire, fancy, how to order trust and stuff, you're generally on the final book. Or father. Or grandmother. How dare you? Because whether a person's a billionaire, millionaire, out there, it doesn't matter if you're a kid or a how dare you think that you have the right to torment someone, an aggravated battery, emotional battery, and emotionally strong someone, that they are going to have to be. How freaking dare you? How dare anybody think that you are bold enough to do that, to say, oh, your mother will never go to jail. You mean the rich one? She will be going to jail. And I don't care nothing. Huh, the real mother I got? Bless me. You might have done some stupid stuff in her life. But one thing about it, they're still talking. How dare you get on my social media and say you'll have my mother jail? How dare you say you'll have me jail? How dare you threaten to shoot my sister? How dare you and your idiot friend? How dare you not respond to my who are industry wealthy, well connected? How dare you go a federal worker? How dare you keep up this incel, stupid, psychotic behavior? How dare you use politics and drive me your beast? I want people to understand how far I'm going when I'm staying home. Because the hardest thing I have to build a backlog for basic justice is real. How to deal with a wealthy, well-connected husband, ex-husband, ex-husband, or a sociopathic, pathological ex-boyfriend, his sister, his mother. Understand that I will drag you to hell and back and put your behind underneath the jail where you will walk and stay your sick sack of mother too. Because narcissism is true. Sociopathy is pathological. These narcissists and psychopaths do not know exactly what they're doing. And so the toxic shakers, toxic bullies, and harassers, and gaslighters. And how dare anybody in Congress or Senate allow anybody to domestic violence anybody and not protect them? Yeah, I said it. There are laws and oaths of office and oaths of order that is there for government. How dare you say the police will look the other way? If they do, they will be sued. And I guarantee you, to the break office, Jamie County Sheriff's Department, the school police department, and Atlanta Police Department, I think it's a joke in a game about the SDNY DEA crunchy drag me into. And by the time I get through with this wealthy, well-connected narcissistic sociopath and his pathological abusive father, the real one, not the one that I was adopted by, how dare you? Because your picture is a picture with a political person, President Trump, how dare you? How dare you have me judged? When you can go take somebody's cell phone, steal it in your plan, drive it over there to the UK, and be going to China with my phone, and keep up your sick podcast behavior in the fifth or third floor of the hotel while I was born, and my car was tampered with, and you spread the pills down to the metal, and you shut their mess of the steering wheel in Georgia? How dare you? Because I'm speaking up for every victim that is still into a partner violence to the nature of how far and wealthy, well connected, not worked out. Multi-perpetrator, multi-district, multi-state level report. How dare someone? How dare you do that to somebody disabled? How dare you do that to someone in any way, shape, or form that you think is weaker than you because you have in? How dare you use anybody who's industry wealthy, well connected to use all these psychotic tactics to look for life? I'm calling it out the way it is. Because wealthy, well connected people may have the same level of you're not unjudgeable just like anybody else. Nobody's untouchable. spiritual. Because this man felt that he could go on my life, threaten my life. You'll be dead by Christmas. Mm-hmm. You won't make it to Christmas Day alone. Oh, your mother can't be touching my investigator in the middle. That's my actual thoughts about it. That's my real life. I'm not supposed to be threatening her life either. How dare you go that far and think that you're unconscious? You say you got 50 bodies? That'll be the last one you have. And by the time I get through with you, you and everybody else that's involved in all this shit, that's the watch today, and not just this fucking about me, I will have a bill written. I will have a bill written for the state of Florida, or the state of Georgia, for not liking. And well, he's well connected to pathological narcissists. In the United States, they have taken serious about narcissists, sociopathy, and pathological insidious abuse, pedophiles, rapists, and all. How dare any of you? I'm not here to speak on the pedophile degree. Oh, you're a pedophile, you're a pedophile, you're a sociopath. No, those that get caught, and I hope you go to jail, and I hope you rot. I'm Sam, Marty, fire deputy, too, right? I'm not a cop. I'm not a Fed. I'm not CIA. I'm not DEA. I'm not an FBI agent. None of that. I'm just a civilian mother, sick of narcissistic sociopaths, and well-connected narcissists who think they're above the law. Who think they can kill and have people touched and never be investigated. Who seem to think of law, even to the UK, I'm going to address that too. How dare you think that you are so international and untouchable that you can't be touched? Nobody is untouchable. Not even me. But I'm not going to allow somebody to fear-monger me and me to live in fear every day because you think that you could do whatever you want to do to coerce control. I can't need a shadow about this. No, because this has gone too far. I have businesses that you ruined. I have a daughter that suffered because of this. And people bullied her at school because of that. Harassed her from sixth grade all the way up to sixth grade. How dare you? She's almost gotten kidnapped at the bus stop. How dare you tamper not one garbage card? How dare you keep up the fear-monger crazy makes that narcissist do? And how dare DCNF not do anything when I call the help? I called the Fed. I sure did. I'm not a cop called one. I'm not a police behind a vehicle. But how dare you tamper with a vehicle? I think that was funny, too. Because narcissists are deadly and homicidal. They don't care as long as they can do it in jail and they think nobody's going to investigate. And for this person, you know, that's the second time for all my life on Periscope, Twitter, I think if you can sit there and threaten my life and keep this up, I think I'm not going to fight that against the police department, Tammy County Sheriff's Department, Atlanta PD, and this stuff happened in Georgia and Florida. If you think I'm not going to fight back after you threaten my mother's life, Mom Dukes is not coming. She will die of natural causes for old age. I'll be darned if you speed up her death. And I'll be darned if you speed up mine or my daughter's or my sister. We might be a dysfunctional family sometimes, but one thing about it, we're playing all day, every day. And when I say that I'm not going to allow anybody to put their hands on Todd Dukes, and when I say I'm not allowing anybody to shoot my sister dead, and I'm not going to allow anybody to go and harm my daughter, I'm still a rock and a brick about my daughter, my mother, and my sister. And them idiots make me sick sometimes. I love my family through and through, and they know that. We might fuss and fight, we might fight, we might argue, but I guarantee you I'll break a bottle of your head over my mother and my sister and my daughter. Play with my whole family, too, and I'm not naturally a violent person. And I don't protect how it's peaceful until I met this narcissistic sociopath. Because this is what narcs do. They drive you to the brink of anger and upset and rage. And the reason why most of us victims, we like to call ourselves survivors because not everybody survives. Because of failures in law enforcement. Failures in DCNF. Because don't blame the mother, because I tried to protect my daughter. I tried, and I called to help. You know what they did? They hung up my face. Cops hung up my face because he was in a forest for the police to work. And the other one was a Fed. Two of them. And the other one's father was a higher level Fed. I'm scared you. And that's why I'm doing this live. I'm speaking for every victim who has to sit here and go through a system that fails them completely. But your homicidal, nasty outer aura, provoking gaslighting, evil sociopathic, this personality disorder, cluster B personality disorder, APD, NPD, nasty, narcissistic personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, sociopathic, pathological thesis, may be behind bars at a state penitentiary or a state hospital. How dare you give me this psychiatry to set the stage for me to look crazy while you get all this sick, homicidal, deadly stuff? And you threaten to go into my warrant. You threaten to get in my house. How dare you have a warrant in the sun with my door? How dare you fearmonger crazy man? How dare you recruit neighbors to terrorize people? Because let me tell you something about narcs. They pathologically destroy lives, and they set the stage for the victim to look angry and upset and crazy because it reduces the validity of their claim. How dare you do this another 3 weeks and come up here to provoke to death me the way you have? You and your insidious level of jerk friends and jerk aunt who becomes great friends. I will keep my foot on your neck and everybody else's neck until they understand. You're not going to bully me. You're not going to fear me or make crazy make me. I have almost died my daughter on the side of the vehicle that you put poisonous gas in that gas line. How dare you? He and E that tampered that AC unit, E that tampered that call. By the time I get through a bond within the time of field car, by the time I get through what everybody used me for a punchline for their rap song, starts funny, EP and LP, putting federal records that are sealed, how dare you? I want you to understand why I'm speaking up for every victim. Because not every victim survives. Now be darned if I end up dead behind you. I'm a wealthy Canadian narc, or a wealthy UK Liverpool narc. I'm not going to put up with this. I'm not going to put up with a deadly homicidal white granny or a white daddy either. I'm not going to put up with a black mother. And I'm not going to put up with the sociopathy and pathological insidious abuse that constantly happens to me. And that's exactly why this happened. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm speaking up for every victim of a pathological narcissistic mother, father, grandmother, or anybody else who's wealthy, well-connected and thinks it's okay to sit there and physically abuse their life. Just so their scandal wouldn't be out there. And since this man says, oh, your mother doesn't want it to be known, I don't care. I want her to be known what kind of psychopath she is. And my father, what kind of pathological abuser he is. Because, let me tell you something, family pathological insidious emotional abuse and emotional mortality by proxy should be thoughts to terrorism, intimate levels of terrorism. Just like the intimate partner violence is fine, so she's got the pathological fiancé, ex-husband, or ex-husband, or ex-boyfriend. Don't nobody have a right to use any non-supply girlfriend who is not a wife of yours to go and insidiously abuse any victim of your pathological abuse, your father's abuse, and your mother's abuse. How dare you? How dare all of you who got involved? Because let me tell you something. The root of all evil, the root of all evil is a pathological, greedy, narcissistic sociopath. And a deadly homicidal narcissistic sociopath who thinks he or she is untouchable. How dare you go through protected health information? How dare you continue to play stuff narc online? How dare you make fake accounts? Thousands of them. And you did it on Facebook. You did it on Instagram. You did it on Twitter. You damaged business, made fake accounts. You damaged business economically, financially, coercive control of the narrative. And tried to make it look like I was not. And I was telling the truth since day one. And in the last 4 years of political abuse and psychology, I found out it was because of my mother, who's pictured with the same politician, who needs to go straight to prison, who is down here in Pensacola, and down there in Atlanta, down there in Orlando, around my family. Dared you! Because I'm speaking up for all victims, not just the wealthy narcs, but to tell the piss-worn narcs, that to deal with middle-class narcs. Because, let me tell you something. Cluster B disorder create cognitive dissonance. They create levels of butterfly effects in their victims because we end up brain damage. You can look on a brain scan, a CT scan. You wonder why we have stroke, heart attack, we have levels of rheumatoid arthritis, or we end up having lupus or MS because of extreme toxic stress. pathological emotional abuse and torment. And y'all seem to think that that's funny to do. Anybody who insidiously damaged someone, damaged their body, have their punitive psychiatrist when they're telling the truth. A lot of victims have gone through that. I was in 4 years of sitting in groups and observing victims from narcissism and sociopathy. I studied narcissism and sociopathy. I should have an honorary PhD in psychiatry. But I'm going to go to school to be a medical doctor and a private psychiatrist and psychologist. So my practice can drive. And that people who are narcissistic need to be studied more, and there needs to be an FBI profile on them. There needs to be CIA profile on these type of people, because these sick psychotic pathological abusers are deadly, and they become more deadly the more they get closed in on. And they will poison you. They will death threaten you the way this man has, and this woman has. And these several multi-perpetrators, death threatening, provoking, gaslighting, wealthy, well-connected industry narcs and non-industry narcs need to be going to jail. You have no right to alter somebody's narrative or recovery. And you have no right to physically stalk and harass the way that you do. You have no right to use technology to abuse and go into drop boxes, files, and do all the sick, psychotic things that you do. How dare you? It took me 5 days to regain all my files. It took me days to fix what you did, to cripple me in business. How dare you? No matter what you think you're losing by divorcing a wealthy, well-connected narc, or not marrying a wealthy, well-connected fiancé, or sociopath, or pathological insidious abuser who thinks he's untouchable, what you're losing and staying with somebody like that, or staying quiet, is you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And you better hope to God that you have a well-layered documentation like I did. Whether the police protect you or not, or whether DCF gets off their job, or doesn't miss docs like they did in Coach Todd's job. I used to work for DCF to be transcribed medical. I sit in a group with DCF people and watch people who are victims of not getting adequate enough questions from law enforcement or DCF. I challenge all law enforcement and DCF to pitch to the United States government to have funding for special victims, PTIs, in a special victims unit for a police department. I'm not saying defund the police. Give them enough money to have specialists online, offline. Give them enough money to help their stuff and work with the court system and have a system created for victims like me. Victims like my sister. Victims like my daughter. Of a wealthy, well-connected, deadly homicidal sociopath who thinks he's untouchable and thinks she's untouchable. Or they think they're all untouchable. Because let me tell you something. Tyrants will fall. Kings and queens will fall. Pathological narcs, pedophiles, and sociopaths will fall. I didn't say I'm here to go and be a whole Captain Save It and point out every darn pedophile out there. Too many of them. I'm not on the narc brigade. I'm not on the sociopath brigade. But I'll be darned if you sit there desperately or anybody else on my watch. You got my 6, and I'm like 86, all these type of people who are like, who target me. I'm not afraid to die. Never have been. I've almost died several times. I've been cut on my face, my body, my neck, my buttocks, and my breast. I have been knife cried by a white man. I have almost been raped and sodomized by the white man before in my own apartment. I have been death threatened by a black man and a Jewish black man, and then on top of that, I have been death threatened by a black man. I have been death threatened by a white billionaire. I'm not going to put up with that anymore. How dare you use canadian psychiatry to try to shut me up about things that were failed and the system failed me? How dare you utilize the system and mental health to abuse someone? How dare you for 10 years plus 2 years in overlapping intimate partner violence and then drag me into political insanity and do it across state lines? And when a narc comes out to get away with things, they create PTSD in their victims. Hypervigilance, like generalized fear, anxiety, agitation, overreaction, or what they call reactive abuse syndrome. And then we get judged and get called the narc. Well, the narc does all the narcing. Does narc. Does sociopath. That's why we need to have this conversation, because these can self-speak. Insomnia, nightmares, we create mode of gut terror, isolation, difficulty trusting, and self-destructive behavior. And people judge us victims on our reactions to this insidious level of pathological abuse. And using technology to abuse now should be an IC3 crime, and then the NSA needs to have full agency in it itself to observe these types of people. And there need to be administrative officers over to the police department. And they need to fund the police and have these people in key positions and protect people like me from people like you. How dare you? Because it's like the term that there's the police department said, you should get a lawyer. I am. I call a man. I call Sylvia. People hung up in front of my face. I called Morgan and Morgan. I called a lawyer. How dare you pay people to look the other way? I'm going to tell you all why I'm doing this for long. Whether I live or die, I've lived my life. My health deteriorated because of this. Emotionally abused. Coercing, harassing, stalking, technology abuse, application tampering, iPhone tampering, Google phone tampering, pathological aggravating stalking, harassing, just for no just not funny. Creating the levels of emotional reactive abuse in someone to where people thought I was nuts while you sat there and set the stage for 10 years and you continue to do it through your sister, your mother. By the time it's all said and done, you'll understand what it means for me to keep my foot on your neck, all gas, no brakes. And how dare you tamper an AC unit? How dare you tamper two cars? How dare you keep up this and use my autism against me and my deficit to provoke gaslight and lay the stage for me to look nuts? How dare you? Because a lot of people get done like that. And I waited to deny that this can't be happening because I didn't say anything for a long time. Because I'm like, I can't believe this happened. That's what narcs want. Sociopaths want. Deadly homicide killers want. It shouldn't be fear of my neighbor. It shouldn't be fear of my community members. It shouldn't be fear of my police. It shouldn't be fear of DCNF. How dare you? And any therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist that got involved and did this and allowed a wealthy, well-connected mother of mine to sit there and have meanness diagnosed and stuff, and then on top of that, a wealthy, well-connected narcissist says you guys went talking to her out there in California and thought it's funny to do. How dare you, Andrew? I'm not scared of you. I'm scared of her. You said she's untouchable. She won't be investigated. Now she goes. I don't care. And the narcissist is deadly on a white granny of mine. It's her white grandson. By the time I get through it all, y'all are going to stay there. I'm not scared to die. And I'm sick of the death threat. And I'm sick of the emotional abuse and torment. I've been trying to let this go for a long time, but so I'm going to keep this up to the level of death and death threat. Good luck with that. And I don't even want to be married or get married because I can never trust again. This is creating the moment of difficulty trusting, the isolation, the humiliation, intrusive thoughts, and the emotional feeling of not feeling safe. You've compromised my sense of safety. Environmental terrorism, bioterrorism, technology abuse, the extreme aggravated levels of gaslight that you've done to me and anybody else that's wealthy, well-connected, or locals that kept playing these games. There's nothing funny about it. All of these earrings. Because when you compromise somebody's sense of safety, well-being, emotional health, mental health, and they will start to feel about what that's supposed to be. If it's inexcusable level of torment and revolt that you've done, it's going to take a lifetime for me to heal. And the recovery efforts that I've made to rebrand, after you've done fake reviews, 157 fake reviews across Facebook, and you did that in 2016, and you did that, and you made fake accounts of locals who did it, to help participate in your sick pathological abuse, you connecting to people I went to high school with, you having the audacity to go and try to skew the narrative to make me look stupid and crazy while you were up here playing games and you worked for the police department? You think it's funny to get here on my live today and try to ruin my day? No. I'm like, why would you do this? You don't have ownership of me. That's what you're mad at. This is you and the rest of the well and well connected folks that work this way are mad at because it's becoming Duck Duck Garth. It's Duck Duck Narc Hunt's decent. And I'm a narc hunter and destroyer. And guarantee I'm not going to die anytime soon. I'll be done. Because I walk away from billions. Just to prove a point. And just to put my foot on my wealthy, well-connected, nasty nurse, granny, daddy, and mom. And put my foot dead square on her neck and her vagina. And let her know how far she has me kept up. And my family kept up. Joke or no joke, you're going to learn today. Playing with somebody who is timer. It ain't no diary of a mad black woman. It's a diary of sticking your fatal mouth, fatal attraction, fatal obsession, six pack of baby, and thinking that you're untouchable. In domestic terrorists, you need to be brought to justice and prosecuted because the types of people like this are insidious, dangerous, homicidal, and they're deadly. They do anything to see the narrative of what they've done. They devalue. They divide and conquer. They isolate family members. They create the levels of lies that you did. And when all my lies talk about over things, some of them ain't going to be touched. They don't want people to know about me. I don't care. I don't want nobody to know about her anyway. I don't like her and I can't stand her. Because anybody who would sit there and go through federal records and play these type of shit games, and if you think it's funny to do, I hope you go to jail and I hope she goes to jail and I hope you take my father right along with him and my grandmother, boy, or home with him. I can share with. Because between the UK and the United States and the Canadian jerk, by the time I get through with all of y'all, y'all understand if you don't play these six nights at the game, and you don't play Death Threat Runner, and you don't play political abuse, psychiatry, psychology, student psychiatry, and think that's funny to do. It's not. And I am nuclear. I don't care what size you think you are, and you think you're intellectual. Whether you're black, white, Puerto Rican, Italian, Dominican, how dare each and every last one of you who think you're above the law? If you're Armenian, think you're above the law, you're not. My next study with Armenian wars, they'll be going to jail. They're DEAs. And by the time I get through with everybody who thinks it's funny, the bloody type of six-pack baptism game, they need to switch different people. Billionaire, nasty, out of order track of my father and my white daddy and my white grandma will be going straight to prison. I don't care. Because let me tell you something. I'd rather be written out of a will or any type of inheritance to keep from dying behind, well behind nasty, multi-weaponic nurses such as that, the pathological abuse of moms, and narcissistic mothers where things can never happen. And deadly homicidal woman on top of that to keep her dirty little secret from me. I'm sick of this woman. And you're not going to sit there and go have somebody coming on my life, threatening my life, because my ex is found behind daddy, what's wrong with her, Bobby? How dare you, her, and everybody? Because when it comes down to it, victims have rights. And I have civil rights, and I have human rights. And you violated every last one you possibly could. And I challenge the American government to get off their dust and do something and put medical protection to make this woman be investigated. And this will be the psychiatrist who issues a picture with President Trump. But if I'm still saying that, understand that I'm playing with her. I'm not playing with the whole network game, and I'm not playing with Carlos King, and I'm not playing with Carlos Kelly, and I'm not playing with anybody in Liverpool and UK. Funny in my face about my federal work at Senate Field. I'm tired of everybody involved. Greed is one hell of a drug, and clout is one hell of a drug. Fame and fortune can make people act as crazy and stupid as they possibly can to keep their little peanut. Money's the root of all evil if you let it be. But page 45 of the Testament in Illuminati says, you have business and power, and you abuse it, you lose it. And nothing makes somebody act more crazy than somebody in a position of power who's abused it, who knows that the caveat to that is to lose it. These type of people are deadly, homicidal, insidious, and abusive in nature. I challenge DCF, police department, and I challenge every layer of government and every police board, all powerful and constitutional law, the judicial law, Justine Yoga, and UK Oxford law, to go and make these laws change and I can do a crime and will the domestic terrorism of social media to be a federal crime. I don't want misdemeanors for these type of people. I want felonies applied to these type of people. Because they're deadly, they're evil, and they destroy lives. I've watched it in groups for years. I've watched people lose everything behind a wealthy, well-connected narcissistic woman or a wealthy narcissistic man or anybody else who feels like they should do whatever they want to do and never touch it. How dare you use bloggers and people that play these psychotic games and playing with microphones and domestic terrorism to the point of layers and depth of technology abuse, invasion of privacy, and insidious levels of mind games and end games? That's what narcs do. They want to create those levels of fatal attraction, fatal battle, and do all the punitive psychiatry. So just in case their target of their fatal battle, fatal obsession comes forward, nobody believes them because they've done the second stage years prior. This is what happened to me. And I'm speaking up for every victim who's been through this and damn near died and those that have died. The United States is failing every last one of us. DCNS is failing every last one of us. Police departments are failing every last one of us. How dare you? And social media managers, how dare you allow insidious abusers like this to do that? Either get it straight or shut down social media until y'all can get law enforcement or administrative officers on there to guard and protect people like me. Victims of homicide or attempted murder. Medical misdiagnosed mistalks. How dare social media allow it? It's gone on too long. And victims die behind it. That's why we call ourselves survivors, because some of us might not survive, including me. And it's death running today. How dare you? And I want people to know why I'm speaking up so loud. Because victims have to get to a point of screaming. How dare you? All through my life. Any victim of narcissistic abuse, pathological, insidious, emotional abuse, and torment, who has to go through layers of therapy like some of us do, or people who need to be in a therapist's office, psychiatrist's office, who need to be in state penitentiaries, state hospitals and institutions, that's why I'm speaking up as loud as I can. Time's up, me too. I'm a victim of insidious levels of homicidal attempts, death threats, punitive psychiatry, domestic terrorism, and I've called for help. While this man is getting away with damn murder, whether I live or die, I speak in front of every damn victim who don't got a voice, who don't got a voice, who might not be seen, who might not be heard. I'm a victim of rape, sodomy, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and torment. I didn't mean to cry at the end of this. But how dare you? Oh, man. My daughter almost lost her life and broke down because of this. She watched me get dragged out of my house behind a wealthy, well-connected, insidious, gambling, narcissistic mother, father, and a wealthy, disgusting grandmother from hell. And a disgusting, bold politician who was in the picture with my mother. By the time I get to this wealthy, well-connected set of narcs, you'll understand whether I live or die. If somebody is going to say my name, there's going to be a bill written. But I'm going to speak life into existence. Because I follow the light and fear not. And I trust the process of my recovery. That people like you, wealthy, well-connected narcs, or Joe Sturgeon narcs, or middle-class narcs, all of them, eventually will have the downfall and get the issues that you were looking for. And hopefully, the ultimate order, the ultimate sign, as a civilian, as an ex-military contractor, and as a mother, did I sign? The Constitution means something. Criminal justice means something. The Department of Justice said they didn't work, and this narc got in my house and tore it up and messed with it to keep me from filing to get the adequate protection, these Hague level of violation and abuse, insidious level of psychological abuse, and torment, and gaslighting, bullying. Today is the last and final straw of being death ready, but it'll save something for victims. Whether I live or die, every victim should have a voice. many victims who lost their kids and tried to protect. Every victim whose husband tried to kill them. Every victim whose boyfriend succeeded in trying to kill them. Because those victims didn't get a voice. I'm going to use my voice to advocate for them. There are women who have put to jail for trying to protect their kids. There are women who lost their rights. I'm one of them. I'm an American citizen. I have lost a lot of rights to speak up because of wealthy, well-connected moms. I don't care about money. I care about justice being served. And every person I've watched in PC News groups who are crying over the kids, I know what that feels like. I lost my baby here. I can't get that to my dad. The smile really cracked because I called to help. And help didn't help because of the wealthy, well connected dog. Set of them who benefited from all of this. My car was terrorized. My daughter was in the car. I'm speaking up for that victim of all people. Because that white coach, well, this coach, the worst coach. Somebody out there is scared to speak up. Because they've been fear-mongering crazy like I am. And they're scared. Just like I was. I saw being scared. I fear not. That's all the light. I trust the prophet who is watching out for me. And by God's grace, God will protect me from people quite bad. And if not, just like some corrupt politician said, Mr. Sanders ran me. Or the DC Nuts contract that was held at the Lake View Center, and they missed it away from me. Somebody heard what you did. Somebody saw you. And hopefully, you lose your job. If you got to lose your job, no, if you should be going to prison. Because when you pay the bad, wealthy, well connected on, you're giving them a great right to do what they want to do. And you're giving people the idea that this is your mom's a crazy race. To do all this life damaging stuff, we love you. I'm the firm of deal. I haven't proved yet. Because it's still going on. I want people to understand why I'm doing this. Because we speak to have this conversation. Hey, no, I'm not really okay, but I'm trying to make it through this. I got disconnected earlier. You can find me still online. You can still find me on ZarnitaCoaching.com. You can find me on TeamWorld.online. You can find me on IMCC.com. Because I plan on surviving. I'm a survivor. And I'm determined to survive all of this. And I'm determined to be an advocate for people who don't have a voice. That's why I'm life coach. That's why I'm a life coach, because I saved my daughter's life. Watch your mother be done like that. My baby almost died. And it bothers me every day to know that a wealthy, well-connected narcissist is so bad and all that homicidal mess and got away with it, but she thinks she's untouchable. And how dare you threaten my mother, the only thing I know. How dare you do that? I don't want those heartbeats to get to people. That's my mother. I would really want to touch my real mother to save my life. And after this sick psychotic behavior that she's displayed to come with the own personal scandal, how dare you, disgusting, sociopathic, narcissistic scumbag. But whether I live or die, I'm going to stick life. Because that fool is supposed to see something. And I find that fool. I ended up trying it in 2017. When my year was first paper. When I was wife in 2018. When my son was paper. And the same guest was in 18. And the same guest that was staying up there in that car. That 8 year paperwork at OBC. So when it comes down to it, let me tell you something. Nobody has right to file terrorize you. You have the right to cause the right to loss of the company. problem I just can't answer emotionally with a man. Compromising somebody's sense of safety. Compromising somebody's child's mental health. Exploiting my family. Narcissistic people are disgusting. And they're life damaging to those people who need to be doxed as terrorists. They use police departments. And you know what happens with any of this? Baldwin, police department, these are looking bad. I'm the girl, some of it. Do you think I want to be going against cops? Do you think I want to have arguments with cops? Will you listen? And somebody has to die? I've asked DA to have that. I've asked law enforcement to have that. Not to die for somebody to get off their butt and put this man behind bars, this woman behind bars, some of them will connected narcs. They went in file, police department file, their father, who worked at police department. Or does it look like I'm speaking up for it? Because many victims don't got no voice. They're scared. I'm not. That's not anymore. Because I've had the potential to die since 2017 and since drugs. One too many times. I'm out of grief. Because somewhere there's a victim who is dying right now. Somebody's probably just got shot there. But don't you ever threaten to light my mom's house on fire or my house on fire with me. How dare you? You are a sick pathological abuser. You're a fear-mongering, crazy-making psychopath and a sick fan. Thank God for the BOJ. I'll be darned if I end up getting paired with an O.J. Simpson, Nancy Howard, or tried with deadly homicidal fiancé, or Nick, or any Nick does this. And just because you may be a police officer, but two of y'all at the higher level, and just because two of y'all are fed, don't mean that you're untouchable. Just like my wealthy, well-connected, nasty behind mom, she's not untouchable either. But mom too, she gets off with you created enough discord. You created enough discipline. And you've done enough damage. And you need to pay for it. Whichever way it is. I don't care what your career gets to go for. Karma is going to come back to you. Especially to you. As of today, I've heard everything you've done. And for every person that got victimized and lost their career behind this, and for everybody who has not had a voice and scared to stand up to people like you or your dark, blind friend. Because the violent evaluation keeps the system in that pit. But they don't have a voice. 404-504. Do not abuse and destroy somebody's business, their dream. My dreams mean so much to me, I'm going to die with them. You don't have to you know, if they're stranded, I'm going to die with them. You said, you should have police department got paid to look the other way, they're laughing at me, because that would be like, I'll wait till losses today. But unfortunately, I did talk to the police department, and they said, I can't go away. And to the right top, maybe. So while you think everything's a joke, okay, and you try to lie on my adoptive mother, you try to lie on my wealthy, well-connected mother, does she come in and do a hit on my wife? Does she deserve to go to jail for an investigation? Take her wealthy, well-connected narcissistic billionaire down to a grip of those folks, the rest of her natural born old wife. And so does my father. They get the joke and again. That's the scam a little bit of what well, goes on in the dark comes to the light, including a city of homicidal tactics and abuse and hit for my life. Too many were done. The first are maybe with it, to be with those Armenian wars, to be with those wealthy, well connected X line, and focus on my bed, and we march straight to the river they belong. And anybody else that's been any deputy homicidal fiance, you can guarantee my true who loves giving as you. Because it has dashed my sense of love, my sense of well-being, and my sense of safety. I'm not able to trust again. I don't ever trust anybody because this works as a step trusting wrong people. Trusting wrong people and thinking that when I was telling somebody that they were there to help. No, they were there to have more exploitation to get their own situation. I thought it was not there. I want other people to understand how far north to drive people to their BS. To create dangerous situations. Have been the target of six fatal attraction, fatal vow, fatal environment, and global environmental terrorism, domestic terrorism, foreign and domestic. And I'm saying this for every victim who's been in narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, battery, emotional mental health, my poison, gaslit, provoked, still rage, and upset. I'm speaking for every victim and trying to calmly speak up for myself. And it's hard to do because I've been scared. I'm not really scared. I'm scared for my daughter. I want her to make it be 18. I want her to make it be 40, 50 years old. I want to be over 30. I want to be 107. I want to be 10 years that great. I want to work in 40 years. Tired. Still tired in my own. I haven't had a chance to live. I haven't had a chance to do everything I wanted to do. And you've taken that from me. And I'm taking it back. Because I deserve to live. Deserve to live for my life. And for anybody takes my life, I'm going to speak up for my life and my big right. And my right with her dream. And that hope means something to me that I find. To the right hand of a woman's power side. Because that hope has everything that is a constitution. And I challenge every politician, near and far, international mass, to start invoking coercive patrol level of law enforcement to get north off the street, these pathological abuse of terrorists. I challenge every senator, every congresswoman, man, in between trans, I don't care, whatever you identify as, to protect people like me, especially my child, special victim, my sister, special victim, my mother. I want all victims to hear this, to hear my story. And I pray I live a long time. I pray I'll be able to do advocacy in my chair, what there's a dream to do, and that you ruin it. I want people to understand why I'm doing this. I'm the thing. I'm the fortune. To speak up for everybody in the way, hopefully you'll be able to listen. Wait now. No matter what. You will take care. And I want you guys to hear everything I have to say about respect for my mom. Domestic abuse, this is not okay. Okay, I'm upgrading my mind. This is my dad that I have an age. And I pray if I'm a little bit disabled, these family people. Just speak up. Thank you. Thank you.